I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another COVID recording of Sean Hammer. I don't have COVID, but yeah, well, everyone else in the world does, and here we are in shutdown, and again, and yeah, living with it. Game store shut down. The whole U.S. is just having to deal with shit. So, how is everybody? I'm still working, which is good for myself. Doing some modeling. Had to take a break from painting. I didn't have to take a break. Go through some slumps here and there, I guess, health-wise. Feeling cruddy with everything, the holidays going on and stuff like that. Back and forth with the grandbabies coming over and having to deal with whether or not they actually have stuff going on and everything. Who knows? Hopefully, thing goes well. Christmas goes good. Supposedly we might have a president. I don't know how things go right now, but hey, it is how things are right now. So speaking about how things are right now, we just got, well, I don't know if it's done or not, but it's the Black Friday sale or whatever they want to call it from Weird. That just got over or is going to be done with soon. Made my order this year. I ordered the new book. The new book with the the new goodness, you know, with the Frontier models and stuff like that. They have a better name for them. I will figure it out. One year I'll remember what I'm doing. But anyway, I ordered that. I ordered the robot for my 1989 or whatever the hell it is, Mayfang crew. Already assembled robot, so that's cool. Ordered a sparkle pig or whatever that is for my granddaughter. I ordered McCabe, but I ordered the wild ones, which I should kick myself in the ass for that because I got rid of the box and I needed it again because Explorer Society, that would be the thing. And I need a McCabe box now, but I don't want the stupid guy on a horse. He looks dumb. And as simple as that. I wanted the wild ones. Yeah. Let's see. So I got the Explorer book. I got the wild ones. I got the robot. I got a spark pig. Oh boy. $200 gets pretty, spent pretty quick when you're buying a special edition crap. I think that's pretty much all I got. Let's see, and I got some minicorns is my extra model. I got a Waldo thing, which I have no intentions of keeping, so I will give him out because I don't really need it. So I got that coming. I got something else. I don't know what I got. I'm sure I'll remember it. Sooner or later, my memory's not what it used to be. I've been painting the, Rotten Harvest box set. That's been slow going. It's coming along though. It's coming along. And I've been buying stuff. And what I've been buying is I wanted Night Models Batman Who Laughs. and I wanted the Dark Knights. So I bought them on the 3-pack, which comes with Merciless and Red Death and Drowned. And it's just like, oh, they're cool. And I wanted the Batman Who Laughs. And I was going to settle with, you know, the one. They have one pose with 3 of the Groblins, or 4 of them, by his base and stuff. So it's just like, okay, well, I want them. I have no idea what I'm going to use them for, but I want them. So I got them, and looking around, and I don't know if I actually ordered it. I gotta wait till December when it ships out, so I'm not really sure. But as for looking through things, I found out that they did a better version of the Batman Who Laughs. He's like totally kick-ass looking. So it's just like, oh my god, he comes with 4 Robins, and he comes with Damian Wayne Robin, and he's on this. He's just totally cool, and he comes out with his whole thing. And if you play Batman, the miniature game, he comes up to some whatever bat points. That's just like a whole crew. I don't play Batman game. I can. I got the rule book. I got the Suicide Squad box. But my mind started wandering. First and foremost, let me tell you, I got this incredible deal on eBay where I got The Batman Who Laughs, which is like a $75 box. I got Doom Patrol, which is an $85 box. And The Watchmen, which is an $85 box. All for like $120. Fantastic. Doom Patrol, all there. Thank goodness. Batman Who Laughs, complete. Thank God. My Watchmen, I have the arms for Dr. Manhattan. That's it. And one leg for Night Owl. And looking at the reviews, I guess Night Models is, they're popular for messing up their packaging and taking forever to get back to you. So, what turned out to be a good deal is turning out to be a good nightmare. So, but anyway, I come down to see. It's like, okay, well, I got these models. And it's just like, well, I really wanted this Batman Who Laughs. And I play HeroClix now. We'll get to all that in a minute. And I was just like, wow, what do I do with these models? I was just like, well, what I put out there, oh shit, I'm going to use these guys possibly for Malifaux. I was like, why not? Can you use alt models for Malifaux? So I've been throwing around the ideas what to use the Batman Who Laughs and the Groblins for Malifaux. And, you know, the Knights, the Red Death, the Drowned, and the Merciless. I could use them. I was thinking about maybe using Miss Titania and stuff like that. And use the 3 guys in armor as the Autumn Warriors or Knights. But then I was thinking, they're probably going to be used, better off to use these guys in Warcry. Yeah, because, the Robins, come on. Batman Who Laughs. The Robins, and you get the Robin King. I mean, kind of thinking the Corvus Cabal, maybe, I don't know. I got some ideas floating around. I don't know what I'll do. Maybe the Unmade. I'm thinking he's on a 50mm base or larger. The Batman Who Laughs. So he could be, I think the Joyous One is what he's called. I'm not sure. But, yeah, just ideas thrown around. But I got kicked off their page because I reposted off my page. And I was just like, whatever. But here I am thinking about using Knight models to represent models and Malifaux and or Warcry. Not so much Kill Team because, don't really fit the theme in Kill Team because, they're mainly melee pieces and, there's not too much melee in Kill Team that doesn't start with Tyranid, so to speak, or Space Marine, like your captains or something like that. So I had a thought. So trying to come up with what warband actually do in Warcry to use this group of basically the Dark Knights. Like I said, I got the Drowned, the Red Death, which is the Flash, the Merciless, which is Ares Batman, the Batman Who Laughs, which is basically on a 50mm base. He doesn't have to be on that base. He can be smaller, kind of like floating. When Damian Wayne and 4 smaller Robin, Joker, Robin Goblins. So, aesthetically, I think I can make a cool Warcry team with them and use, Gothic-type ruins of Gotham City and make them look like Warcry terrain a little bit, I think is what I want to do. So, but I don't know what to run them as, so I'm like really, really, really thrown off. Of course I'm not using them as Nighthaunt, because that's just stupid. I thought about Undead, because the Batman Who Laughs kind of looks like a lich, but I don't know if it calls for a 50mm base, so I'm not sure on that. Huh. Any idea? Shoot 'em. Sean Hammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. I will take all ideas before I start making a crew. Yeah. So, yeah, now I'm going to have the appropriate base sizes, 25, 32, and whatever it is. But hopefully it turns out really cool, looks badass, and get kicks out of it. So, yeah, thoughts about using different models in different games. I mean, what's your opinion on it? I don't really have a problem with it, as long as they represent fairly, I guess. You know, using the cards as best as you can. Even if you're, it's hard to do WYSIWYG, I guess, on a lot of other things, but Warcry is pretty much, it's pretty simplistic. I mean, it's not really a big thinking game, I don't think. It's not like Kill Team where it doesn't matter what you guys have, or Malifaux. Malifaux, a lot of times, if you look at your stat cards compared to the models you have, a lot of times they really don't look like they have what they got. You just got to make sure that the profile on the card matches the profile of the character, you know, the picture. So you got that. Let's see. So, yeah, I don't think it's too bad. So, look for that coming up. We'll see. We'll see exactly how I do. Still working on boards. Still waiting on boards. Actually, I'm going to do a Warcry board, too. I got one started. Just use all the terrain from Warcry. Maybe throw some cute little pieces of Arkham scenery on there. Make it look a little matchup, I guess. I don't know. Little thoughts. But, today's episode. We're going to get to it. As, I have found out I have a friggin' problem. And the problem comes in the form of symbiotes. Yeah. This last HeroClix set, Spider-Man Carnage and, Spider-Man Venom and Absolute Carnage, I was going to pass up on. I was just like, blah, 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 I'm so sick of Spider-Man. I got a friend who's like got a big old freaking man crush on Spider-Man. I was like, okay, I get it. Fuck, freaking drop it. Spider-Man, blah, Spider-Man. It was just like, and we're trying to figure out, always talking about, you know, like, what is the best Spider-Man? What can Spider-Man have? You know, he says Spider-Man should have Indomitable, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, well, Spider-Man, you know, does he get a, should he have Indomitable? Should he have something that maybe has a freaking willpower effect that actually helps him out during the match, you know? So, you know, it's been back and forth. And, you know, we've always talked about this. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, I'm sick of Spider-Man. I'm sick of the chases. We just have a Spider-Man set, to be honest with you, not too long ago. And I didn't really get too much into it. And the Earth X had a lot of Spider-Man stuff into it. And as a matter of fact, my favorite Sinister 16 comes from Earth X. But something happened in this set. I don't know what it was. It just happened. Opening up the packs, and I'll be honest with you. There was a couple of dud pieces in the packs, but there was really no bad packs that opened up. I mean, the Spider-Man, common Spider-Man sucks. But he's got, caveat to that, he's got a larger playability. And we're not here to talk about Spider-Man. We're here to talk about something that has the symbiote trait. And these are all the things that had the symbiote trait. We're going to talk about the different versions of Carnage and Venoms and everything with the Codex trait. A lot in the set. I mean, we're talking and the fact that I freaking love the set for this thing. We're talking about a bunch of low point characters. And there's nice solid units that play off things in previous sets that bring life to them. It's not even freaking funny. Yeah, sure, we got some more Sinister Syndicate, big deal. But we got some Venoms. And Venoms are cool. 65 points, 75 point Venoms. We get a Prime Venom that's actually mind controlled by Null. it's freaking insane. I mean, he's got a charge, full range charge. And when he's done, he's touching characters, friend or foe. He does one penetrating damage. He's got everything, almost everything has the symbiote trait, which is plasticity shape change. And it's, that alone is friggin' fantastic. And a lot of these things, if you have the maximum carnage, you pretty much, if you have that trait, you're coming along and you have, ability, along with, you have the symbiote codex hunter, which gives you the plasticity shape change. And, when you hit an opposing character after resolutions, you know, I mean the maximum carnage, after you hit, you deal one penetrating damage up to two opposing characters that weren't hit by the attack. I mean, that's freaking badass. I mean, insult to injury here going on with stuff. I mean, just, oof, nice little things. But we got a lot of, not duplicates, but we got prime, non-primes in there. A lot of figures that I just like to see. I mean, I got my hands, I think, pretty much on everything in the set, except for one chase. Not everything on the set, but everything you'd want to have in the set. Let's see, we got Deathlock. He was okay. I mean, we did get a good Tombstone. We got the Carnage Minion. Toxin, he's pretty sweet. Oh, and one thing we got in here is a new Alter Ego ability, which is, let me get to that. We go with Mary Jane Watson. Let's start with Mary Jane Watson. 15 points. She's small. She got energy shield deflection. Click one, shape change. She's got willpower, last click. But when she dies, when she's KO'd, you can instead replace her with a secret identity character. Now this character can be an Iron Man. She can secret identity to the Iron Man out of the set, a Marvella, or a She-Venom. Now, these alter identity, let's see, let's go to the She-Venom, and I'll walk you through that. Maybe, whatever one I come across now first, because great radio, boys and girls, great radio. Okay, now click 9. When Mary Jane dies, she's going to go to click 9. And all the alter egos will go to this. And most of the times, it'll be a complete different skill set they got going on. So, she'll become She-Venom. That's the one I'm going to choose. So, she'll go to click 9 with different skill set as She-Venom. So, it's pretty cool. You know, it's just like, it's different than the other alter egos that they had. And it's a guaranteed. It's not an empower action, it's a when you die, this happens. So it's not a choice of when you're going to do it. It's going to happen if you die. It's as simple as that. So that's a pretty cool thing in this set, too. Set offers a lot of cool stuff in my Dark Avengers, so let's start there. But yeah, we got Demi Goblin. I know he's not a symbiote, but he's maximum carnage, so that's nice. Let's see, we got ourselves, the standouts ones. The problem is, I believe the primes, they all make a pretty cool team. But problem is, they're all maximum carnage and they're all primes. So, don't think you can play them all together, but house rules. In my house, simple as that, I'm playing all my fucking primes. Simple as that. You come over, you got all your primes, as long as you're not playing the same character, and you're not playing a prime of the same rarity. I don't care. You get these figures, especially open up some of these characters. Holy crap. I mean, the one is expensive. Let me get it to you. Okay, like, let's go. We'll talk about the primes. Common prime, we got Venom. So he's got the symbiote codex hunter as a trait. So he gives him the plasticity shape change. When he KOs an opposing character, after resolutions, heal him one click. But if you have the codex keyword, you heal three clicks instead. So it's pretty good, because there's a lot of codex keyword in the set. He's driven mad by Null, so on his first three clicks, you don't have his speed when you charge. When he uses it after resolution, deal one penetrating damage to each adjacent character, friendly and opposing. And he actually has a stop click. He gains toughness at the stop click on his last click. He is indomitable as well. Free, you're going to roll a d6, and on a 1, you give them action token. 2 through 5, choose one to last the end of your turn, impervious or regeneration. But if you roll 6, you heal 2 clicks. It's pretty solid. You go back up on there. But there you go. I mean, it's not bad for a common chase. We'll go up to a common prime. We'll go up to the next one, and uncommon, we have Riot. Riot here, 50 points. He's going to have elevated terrain for his movement. Maximum carnage, so once per turn, Riot hits. After resolution, deal 1 penetrating damage up to 2 characters that weren't hit but are adjacent to the hit character. He's got the Symbiote Codex Hunter, and he's got Hammer Hands, which gives him crit on Quake with Giant Reach 2. And when he uses Quake and hits after resolution, give each character an action token. Not too bad. 50 points, and he's got 6 clicks of life. He's only running around with toughness and combat reflexes, but still, he's got that traded plasticity and shape change. Pretty decent. Next up, we have... Scream. And we have a Scream and a Riot and a Venom that aren't prime. She's 50 points as well. She moves through elevated hindering. She's got the maximum carnage, symbiote hunter. She's got the lashing hair whip, blades, fingers, and claws, precision strike, and giant reach 3. Now you can beat her down once you get her past 2 clicks. She's going to get the mother of monsters. Support as free, but only target characters with the monster keyword. Well, here I am, monster, so that's pretty freaking cool. Then we go into the Bad Mamma Jamma. This is going to be your super rare prime. This guy costs a bit of money. On the realms, he gives him a 5-star rating. He's 65 points. This guy here, he ignores elevated hindering. He's maximum carnage trait. Symbiote Codex Hunter. He is a perfect killing machine on his movement for 3 clicks. He's got charge and flurry. And once per turn, it's a doppelganger, by the way. When he uses flurry, if he hits with both attacks after resolutions, he can immediately move charge at no cost. But only to target characters. He's not attacked this turn. So, yeah, he can charge, flurry, hit twice, hopefully, charge and flurry again. And we're looking at 12 attack. Yeah. He's got empower. That's kind of weird. He's a little helper like that. And while he's got that, he's got his special defense power, which is combat reflexes, super senses, and toughness. This guy is a killing machine. Now, they add insult to injury. For a 400 point team, you happen to be lucky, and you pull yourself absolute carnage. You run him at 125 points on 1 click. Absolute carnage is absolutely amazing. Comes with the carnage symbiote, which is, I think, I don't know. He comes with it for free, but gives him the whatchamacallit, the shape changing plasticity, so it's kind of like whatever. But this guy here, he ignores elevated hindering, giant reach 3, flurry, traded, and when he KOs an opponent of 25 points or more after resolution, you can generate, no roll included, you can generate a carnage minion in that character's square, so that's always defeating and demoralizing. He's got the maximum carnage trait as well, because, well, he's freaking carnage. But what I like is he's got fear and loathing coming for you. He's got battle fury, leadership, and probability control. Nice to have. But other characters with the maximum carnage keyword modify their attack by +1. So, yeah, that's a pretty beatdown. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, I can imagine, because I did it. You know, a doppelganger coming around a 13 attack on that flurry, smacking you up like a mofo. And, you know, I mean, there's some real gems in this set. I mean, like, Venom Doctor Strange, let's start with how awesome looking this character is. totally awesome. I'm using one of my Midnight Suns all the time since I got them. Avengers Codex, blah, blah, blah. Running Shot, Penetrating Psychic Blast, Super Senses, Leadership, Probability Control, Symbiote. He can target while he's adjacent, but this is why I play with him. For one, Midnight Suns, 400-point team. Him, Ghost Rider on the bike from Avengers Defenders. Ghost Rider from Fantastic Four, that's out of the starter set. Morbius. I'm missing one. Oh, no, I'll get to it. Okay, Dr. Strange. Oh, Blade. Blade from Captain America and the Avengers. So, but this is why I love him so. He's got summon help from the Venomverse. When Doctor Strange hits an opposing character, if no other character has been placed this turn, well, which you don't have to worry about it because you're playing Midnight Suns at this point, so you don't have to worry about doing your little help from the Venom universe. You roll a d6. On a roll of 3 through 6, you can choose a character on your sideline, which includes Venom. Which I'm telling you right now, it should only be Venom Prime. I'm going on record right there. Venom Prime is the only one you should pick of equal or less points. And, okay? You place him adjacent. This game, that character can't be carried, replaced, or replace or be replaced, and returns to your sideline at the beginning of your next turn. You're gonna save an action for that Venom. That Venom is gonna run out with his full 10 movement charge. He's gonna use blades, fangs, and claws, and no matter whether he misses or not, he's gonna touch as many of the enemy as he can and deal them 1 penetrating damage and sit there. Blocking line of fire, holding up characters because he has plasticity and shape change. Simple as that. That is Doctor Strange's Venom Torpedo. There is no other choice for freaking Venom from your sideline when using his Doctor Strange, in my opinion. It's beautiful. He's worth it. And, yeah, you get the most bang for your buck with free damage. Yeah, I mean, there's Venom Groot in the set. There's the Venom Captain Marvel. There is Venom, I don't know, Michelangelo thing. I want it, but I'm not paying for it. There's a Null, which is a pain in, he's an asshole. My granddaughter wants him. I mean, she's weird, but he comes with a necro sword. He's pretty badass. But yeah, I mean, it's a good set. I like everything Symbiote, everything Carnage, everything Venom. I am covert to the fact that I, in the mail of the day, got the Venom Spider-Man. Very happy about. And the Venom Captain America. I'm going to be like, oh my god, Venom Captain America. And I'm going to tell you how excited I am for this, because Venom Captain America is awesome, and I'll tell you why. For one, he's blue. He breaks the whole little, the black thing going on, you know, the whole little, whatchamacallit, I don't know, the whole little, breaks the whole color scheme. But this is Captain Venom, 75 points, and you know I love 75 point characters. 9 movement, 11 attack with super strength, 18 defense with combat reflexes, 3 special damage powers. He's got improved movement, elevated hindering, alien symbiote, plasticity, shape change. Captain Venom automatically breaks away. He's got calling help from the Venom universe that allows him, when he hits, he can move somebody next to him on a 3 through 6. He's got Eddie as a trait. You're just the man we need. During game setup, when establishing theme teams, you may treat the monster keyword as a themed name keyword. So it's nice. It takes characters such as Rocket Raccoon, Venom Rocket Raccoon, Venom Gwenpool, Venom Thor, and all these other Venoms that don't have the Codex and stuff like that, you can actually use Monster as a theme team. So it's brilliant. And he has leadership. And when another friendly character with the Monster keyword attacks, modify its attacks by +1 if Captain Venom attacked his turn. And he's friggin' sexy looking. Bam! Yeah. And he's gonna look good next to Venom Black Panther. I don't care about Venom Iron Man, he looks dumb. He's gonna look good next to Venom Spider-Man, who looks awesome. 75 points as well. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's a whole mess himself. Yep, so I'm all about the Alien Symbiote. I enjoyed watching Venom again this weekend. Can't wait for Venom Movie 2 to come out where we have a Carnage. And that's it. A highly HeroClick day about symbiotes. Remember, if you have any comments, concerns, questions, stuff like that, send them to Sean Hammer and number 9. I'll take them. I'm getting rid of a Waldo. I'm working on a freaking Fiatsu alternate to give away. Let's see, what else am I doing? And we're going to go over some Explorer Society. I can't wait, and now we got to wait for the models to come out. Now that's going to kill me, because we got to wait for that. And, not going to wait for my order, like Ralphie after Christmas Story, waiting for my decoder ring. I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about next. I'm going to make it up. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game, and remember Carnage rules. Alright, talk to you soon. Scream, piss off, screw you when it talks to you like you don't belong. It tells you you're in the wrong field when something's in your mitochondria, cause it latched on to you like... Knock, knock, let the devil in. Malevolent as I've ever been. Head is spinning, this medicine. Screaming, dick, 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 medicine. It, dick, dick, like a solid ball. Let your Allen pole. Bedridden, should've been dead a long time ago. Liquid Tylenol, gelatin. Sneak my skeletons, melting. Wicked, I get all high when I think I smell the scent of elephant. Manure, hell, I'm in Kahlua. Screw it, to hell with it. I went through hell with accelerants and blew up myself again. Volkswagen, tailspin. Bucket matches my pale skin. Meadowing, went from Hellman's and being rail thin for Amphits. Scribble Jam, Rev Olympics, 97 Freak Nick. How can I be down mean? Bazaar in Florida, Bruce Room, slept on the Florida motel then. Dr. Dre said, hell yeah, and I got it stamped like a postcard, word to mailman. And I know they're gonna hate, but I don't care. I barely can wait to hit him with the snare and the bass square in the face. This fucking world better prepare to get laced, because they're gonna taste my venom. I got that adrenaline momentum, minimum, not going with them. Never gonna slow up in them, ready to snap any momentum. Thinking it's time to go get them, they ain't gonna know what hit them. When they get beat with the venom. I got that adrenaline momentum, minimum, not going with them. Never gonna slow up in them, ready to snap any momentum. Thinking it's time to go get them, they ain't gonna know what hit them. When they get beat with the... I said knock knock, let the devil in. Shotgun, pip-pip pellets in the felt pin. Cock fuck around and catch a hot one. It's evident I'm not done. Vic Venom is the thought spun. Like a weapon, you're discarding them. Held against your will like a hubcap or a mud flap. Beat strangler, attack. So this ain't gonna feel like a love tap. Eat painkiller pills, fuck a blood track. Like what's her name's at the wheel. Then a cup patch through the car in the reverse at the Indian nut crash in India. The back of the just mangled steel. My Mustang in the Jeep Wrangler, the grill with the front smashed. Much as my rear fender assassin. Slim be a combination of an actual kamikaze and Gandhi. Translation, I will probably kill us both when I end up back in India. You ain't gonna be able to tell what the fuck's happened in India when you're bit with the venom. Adrenaline momentum, minimum, not going with them. Never gonna slow up in them, ready to snap any momentum. Thinking it's time to go get them, they ain't gonna know what hit them. When they get bit with the venom. I got that adrenaline momentum, minimum, not going with them. Never gonna slow up in them, ready to snap any momentum. Thinking it's time to go get them, they ain't gonna know what hit them. When they get beat with the... I said knock knock, let the devil in. Alien, it did Elliot, phone home. Ain't no telling when this chokehold on this...
riots up an Ugarot tie. Couple knots fired up and caught fire. Juggernaut punk rock bitches going down like Young Jock. Cause the doc put me on like Sunrock. Why the fuck not? You only get one shot. Ate shit till I can't taste it. Chased it with stray liquor, then bathed in it. Then drank till I faint and awake with a headache. And I take anything in rectangular shape. Then I wait to face the demons I'm bonded to. Cause they're chasing me, but I'm part of you. So escaping me is impossible. I latch on to you like a parasite, and I probably ruined your parents' life and your childhood too. Cause if I'm the music that y'all grew up on, I'm responsible for you retarded fools. I'm the super villain, dad and mom is losing their marbles too. You marvel that Eddie Brock is you, and I'm the suit. So call me Venom. I got that adrenaline, momentum, not knowing when I'm ever gonna slow up in 'em. Ready to snap any momentum, thinking it's time to go get 'em. They ain't gonna know what hit 'em when they get beat with the venom. I got that adrenaline, momentum, not knowing when I'm ever gonna slow up in 'em. Ready to snap any momentum, thinking it's time to go get 'em. They ain't gonna know what hit 'em when they get beat with the.
If you're not